This is a comparison. We started taking vape cases last school year, September. And as you can see there, we had 24 in September, 22 in October. So vape was off the charts. Literally, we had to create a separate chart to show you our top cases. And now, as you can see in the red, we're moving in the right direction. And that's because prior to them going through diversion, they were simply going to court, paying a fine, or the parents were paying a fine, and that was about it. Now they're paying a minimal fine and they're getting some education. So we're getting them connected with the Project Success program at the school. They're taking an online course or an in-person course, just something to try to instill them that behaviors are risky and causing issues. So it's nice to see that those are going down.